so excited.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, so first I think we should start off with the new Luke Bryan song that we found.
Please.
We just found it found us today.
It really did find us.
Yeah, it found us.
And that's how it happens.
Yeah. We did nothing to earn or deserve.
Here we go. Just pay everyone pay attention.
That old familiar meant to kill your middle finger rearview mirror, supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. But yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard, bro. But I got a beer in my hand.
Yeah.
And I got it raised up high.
Yeah.
I ain't got to give in my damn right. I can do this all night. Country done came to town. This town don't stand a chance.
Yeah.
I holler at the ladies dancing like crazy. New Luke Casey's fresh up out the deer stand.
Oh, the deer stand.
Hold on.
You got to throw the deer stand in there. So they're just listing things.
Wasn't even going to try. But I got a beer in my hand.
So good.
Yeah. You're welcome. That's what yeah. kind of fixes everything.
You know, we were enjoying some, you know, like good old Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs, Jason Aldean, and that baby pops up. Wow. So blessed.
It's always a beer with this guy. It's a beer. When his friend dies, I'm going to go drink a beer. When his girlfriend leaves,
Brian?
Gonna drink a beer. I'm going to hold it up in my hand. What'd he say? What else
but
he say?
But I got a beer in my hand.
He said
something about holding up high.
Yeah, being
and
in
I'm
a gonna deer
hold
stand.
It up high.
I mean, we can just.
And that's another country came
Do we
to town.
Know if he's an alcoholic.
Yeah, country came
I think
to
he
town.
Is.
Definitely.
That is so
he literally
funny.
Gets plastered before he goes on stage.
Oh, he does. That.
Yeah.
Yep, he does?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, how old is he?
Maybe he's an introvert.
Wait a second. You're telling me a guy who, first off.
Also, can we look at that photo?
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
We have the live
That's
action.
His cover photo.
No. Sweaty. Wait. Do you want to see the live action? Yeah. Brendan, do you have it?
Absolutely.
Do you have the video? All right, here we go.
Oh.
That inappropriate.
That man's married. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, he is.
On stage, why?
It's just so concerning.
Okay. Now, who's this guy? Is that Luke Bryan right there?
All right, do the next video.
Wait, you're telling me that guy's had a lot of beers before his show?
Wait. How old is he?
All right.
He's got to be in his 40s,
38.
Right?
He's probably 42. Like
What is that in country years, though?
Mm. Yeah.
47.
13.
47, okay.
Luke.
He's just a young guy.
Does he look his age or?
No. Wait, do you want to play this?
Country years are the opposite please. Of dog years.
We're just going around. This is Jason Derulo and Luke Bryan, which
a great combo.
A
there.
Horrible
match made in heaven.
There he is.
Yeah, there he is.
He's ready to bust it out. His country's come to town.
Well, he doesn't look haggard like a drinker. That's what I was trying to get at.
Him? He's got that
drinker
face. Yeah,
he doesn't look.
Maybe he doesn't drink, but just profits off of acting like
no,
he does.
No, he
does. Well, he might, but I'm just saying he doesn't look it.
He went on the Nelk Boy podcast, and he basically just says he gets plastered drunk before every show.
Maybe that's his clone.
That's interesting because I heard him on like a Christian podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just give it up to the man upstairs.
That's literally what he said.
I put a beer.
Give it up to the man upstairs. I put a beer. I raise a beer in my hand to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
That is literally the things that he would say.
This is the eighth beer I've had before noon. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for
Amen.
Beer.
Amen. Come on.
Thank you for this numbed feeling I feel in my body that takes the edge off and I can bring country to town.
Yeah. I think he's past taking the edge off. It's,
I mean,
he's got the V-neck T-shirt on.
Oh, here
Come
we go.
On.
Are we ready?
He's a legend.
He is.
There
oh,
he is.
Oh, Jason.
On this guy.
Now, who is Jason?
Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
Oh. Up under the seat of my
truck. Yes. You've never been in a truck.
Oh, look at him. He's coming up.
There he is.
There he is. He's
ready. Not going to be upstage.
Oh.
Oh. Over here.
What?
Another beer. You know what? I wonder if beer is in every song he's made.
It's like a verb. It's like a.
Yeah.
Can Can someone out there just do an analysis on Luke Bryan songs and see how many of his songs don't have the word beer
in
them?
No, what if you just did a compilation of every time he said beer? Beer,
well, that's
beer,
what
beer, beer, yeah, beer, beer,
beer, beer, beer, beer, beer.
It's like Owen Wilson, wow.
Yeah.
Drink beer. Oh, is this Owen Wilson saying wow?
Yeah, over and over again? I don't know.
Wow.
I'm glad there's people that take the time out to do this.
I love the internet. Can someone please do it for Luke Bryan? That would make my life.
Yeah, just somebody do Luke Bryan.
I guess I could do
beer.
It, but I don't wanna.
Or come on. Come on.
Come on.
How about come on and beer?
That would be good, yeah.
What are you working on? Oh, maybe it's not working.
This ain't it.
Anyway.
That's all right. You get it.
So anyway, yesterday, speaking of things that find us, you know how you get, you start watching YouTube.
Define you or find, what do you see?
Find you.
Oh, find you. Okay.
Yeah.
You know when you go, you start YouTube, maybe you're just looking up like a live concert or something like that, like whatever, and then you start going down this rabbit hole, and then you go to the next video, and it kept bringing me down this hole, and eventually it got me to a weird, weird place where it was a Coldplay performance. Singing Yellow, featuring Camilo Cabello and Shawn Mendes.
Okay.
So I just thought
this is going to be your new favorite video.
I just thought that I'd play it for you, and then we'll comment on it.
All right.
I'm going to skip ahead because it's Coldplay.
I don't know. I think we should watch the whole thing.
It's so boring. Okay. He's such a boring performer.
Okay.
But anyway, I know he's awesome, but whatever. We'll start it, and then I'll skip ahead.
First time we came to New York was to mix this song. And this is the song that kept bringing us back.
Yeah, just tell us how you mixed it and what you came into the studio. And,
halfway through,
he's like, okay,
we're
shut up.
Show how good it could have been, okay?
This is our third album, Like You Care.
Look at the stars, how they shine for me.
This is a popular song.
Yellow, yeah.
What's his wristband? Did he go to a theme park earlier that day?
He had to get a wristband to go into his own show.
That's the...
Okay, we get it. We get it.
That's his liquor wristband.
We get it.
You get it. Okay.
All right, here we go. We get it.
I forgot about this.
Yeah, come on out here. Yeah.
Just wait.
Uh-oh.
I'm already hurting again.
It's
and I've
pretty.
Seen
I
this.
My hands are sweating. Okay.
Now who's this?
Shawn Mendes.
That is. I tend to cry for you. This is Shawn right here.
Yep.
Oh, what a thing to do. Gosh, I thought he looked different. It was all your
love. I do lie. Wait, turn it up, please. She like almost saves it.
She's kind of good though.
Yeah, it is.
Almost saves it.
Upper room music.
Yeah, it does sound like that. These people get paid millions for this.
Yeah. There's probably 50 people in that audience that can sing better.
I would say more than that.
I think that
just hurts me. There's three professional musicians and no one can sing harmony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look how they shine for you, New York.
Look how they shine for you.
Yeah, New York. New York.
She knows. She's like, this is bad.
This is not working.
But here we are. We're here, and we're gonna make it as good as
we can.
Yeah, I
feel like she gets it. That's trying to fix it.
Anyway, I'm just.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Sorry.
Well,
wow,
that was rough.
What'd you think, honey? What were your thoughts?
It sounds. I mean, it'd be like if there were three me's up there. Because I follow three everybody. Me's. I can't do a harmony.
That's the thing about like Heather, when she's really a good singer, but when I do harmony, she follows the
yeah,
harmony.
I can't do anything.
It's so cute.
Yeah, real cute.
Yeah, that.
Wow.
But not on stage when you're people paid money to
that
see a
is
good
rough.
Show. That's not fair.
Yeah.
That is no good.
They needed Luke in there.
They really did.
He would have probably actually at least made a show of it, you know.
Well, maybe there was like a different voice because they all sang at the exact same key.
I got to say it was Shawn Mendes throwing it off.
Well, he's just
he sounds like a soprano woman.
I know.
Like a it's
B-Man is not a fan.
No, Cooper.
I'm not a big fan of him.
I just like dudes who sing like dudes.
He's not a favorite of mine either.
At least Luke Bryan sings like a guy.
It's weird, though. I thought he looked totally different. I thought Shawn Mendes this whole time was older, like in his 40s.
Shawn Mendes?
Yes. I don't know who I'm thinking of right now.
Oh, this is good.
Do you want someone that sings like a dude?
Yeah, give me some. I just
I'll give you some.
I need some balance here, Luke.
So we have to, you know, it has to be something bad and then something good.
Yeah.
So we've just been on YouTube a lot recently.
It's so dang hot outside. Well, not today, but the other days.
So this is a real dude singing a song.
The performance of the national anthem. 8-time Grammy Award winner.
Good, you're gonna cry, probably.
Stapleton. We finally get video and only watch videos.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
He just got out of bed.
Can you see by the dawn?
He looks like my boss.
Is this a Super Bowl?
Yeah, last year.
Was so proudly we had.
He had such a little mouth, that guy.
At the twilight.
Yeah, little mouth people are, they kind of creep
really
me out a little bit.
Little compared to his face.
And bright stars.
It's like they have to cut up a banana to eat it.
Yeah, how do? Oh my gosh!
They have
don't
to mush up their banana
that
and eat it with a straw.
I don't even want a picture. Have to mush it.
Oh, this guy's doing sign language. Oh, yeah,
he's
oh, that's
in
cool
it.
Do you think he's missing some words?
Like the linebackers are crying.
Yeah.
Just wait. Just wait. Sounds good. Aw, little mouth guy's sad.
Look at that.
I'm gonna cry. Little mouth.
Little mouth guy.
I will play football.
And put an M&M in there.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Look at this. I've never seen this.
Yes, that's awesome.
This is amazing.
It's sung right. It just strikes you.
This is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a comment. It said Chris Stapleton did more for America in 2 minutes than any politician.
I know that
kind of
brought
done
us back.
Yeah.
That one song brought us back.
That's like the George Bush throwing out the first pitch after 9/11.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Feels.
What is the context of this? Like, beautiful. It was
that
this was, year's Super Bowl?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
well, that's so good.
Man, those guys were blubbering.
Dude.
Yeah, but if you were there, I mean, it was very striking just to listen here.
The only thing is that I thought that was the best ever, and then it's Whitney. It's got to be Whitney Houston.
Yeah,
yeah,
oh,
Whitney's
well,
the best.
Yes.
Yeah. I think she did lip sync it, but it doesn't matter.
Wait, you do?
I think she did.
No way.
Yeah, I
think
so.
I don't think this guy did though.
No, he definitely.
He didn't. I think she did. I don't care if she did. I do think she did.
Well, that ruins it for me. But
I consider myself. I kind of know what I'm talking about.
A pro lip syncer
when it comes to lip syncing.
I mean, it does look like she'll like open her mouth and you're like, how is that even happening?
This is perfection.
But she wasn't dancing.
No.
Wasn't
no
she just standing? No. So it's so possible that she's saying
so why
it without
would she lip sync?
Why would she need to lip sync
just
it?
I think it's because
so
it's
be
such an important
up
song.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think you're not a believer. I think we got to have faith that she did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. if it was pre-Bobby Brown, she probably sang it. It was after him. She was probably high on the coke.
Oh.
He's probably.
Well.
Cooked up.
But it
no,
sounded
so sad.
Good.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I don't think I would ever do that. I think I would be too nervous to ever sing the national anthem.
Yeah.
What was the guy? Well, we played that guy before who keeps singing the thing. Yeah, do you know that what? What you know that
the
what?
The baseball
no,
one?
We don't want to play that.
So we have played hundreds on this show.
That's true.
So much could go wrong because it doesn't really flow, that song. It's more of a poem.
It's a poem. Mm-hmm.
You're singing
it's like a psalm.
The way that
is it the
like
baseball
so good,
one?
Though.
It's the guy.
Yeah.
We always just come back here. It's
we
like
really
our,
do.
So you guys get, you guys, now, are you saying you just are on YouTube a lot just because that's what you do now, or
it's just
I
for
don't
the
know.
Show?
It's just entertaining. So much. It's just like, I just have YouTube on while I work all the time.
Yeah. Okay. It's a good background.
Like live performances, I'll just listen to that all day.
Yeah.
Usually. Yeah, it's like listening to music, though. Anyway. Yeah.
It good.
Yeah.
It makes you feel good. I remember one time I was in a YouTube hole in the third hour of it, and I was watching badminton training.
Oh, yeah.
Badminton training videos. It was fascinating.
Have you ever played badminton?
Nah, it's been since I was maybe 14.
Okay.
In college we played.
That's not it.
Huh? Played a little badminton, yeah.
Barbecues.
I don't think I can find it.
That's all right.
Yeah, we've,
yeah it's
we've,
okay.
We've done it a few times.
We've heard it.
We have done it.
We get it. It was bad.
Yeah, but
I mean, that particular one.
But yeah, I mean, but the Luke Bryan stuff, I love it. I love the guy. I'd go to his concert in a heartbeat.
Would you, though?
I think I would.
He's coming. Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
I think I would.
Yeah, drink? He's coming. Why don't you buy a ticket?
Would you drink beer when you're there?
Or you put a beer up in the air.
I think you have to.
Just bring a deer
just kind
stand.
Of win in Rome, you know?
Maybe.
I'm not much of a beer guy.
Man, I just can't believe that he made that the cover for his album.
Mm. Yeah. That just is a weird butt. Stance and sweat.
Beer is
and
just
things.
Liquid bread.
It is. Yeah.
It you is. Know? Definitely liquid
And I
bread.
Would just rather have a slice of bread.
Yeah.
With just have a nice fluffy slice of bread.
Nice.
Yeah, beer is like
it,
they just so. Put a loaf of bread in a container and put water
they
in it and let it sit
let
until
it ferments.
They juice the bread, yeah. And that's what you get.
Have you ever seen Guinness? It's like black bread water.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It's like drinking bread-flavored syrup.
Mm. Yeah, it does be tasty, though. I like it.
Sinner.
Well,
I'll take
that
it.
That sounds gross.
So it's kind of cool we have the video aspect to our thing up and running.
Yeah, we're really adjusting to all these new things. Yeah. Bear with us.
Yeah.
You know?
But speaking of, Heather and I are big fans of gossip magazines.
Yeah.
You ever notice right. that? Like when you're sitting.
No, mom's always
sinner.
Reading them.
When,
I'm always buying them.
Like you're standing in line at the grocery store. Come on. We look at them and
oh,
we're,
you
we're a little yeah. bit interested.
We haven't forever, but we did. This week we were like,
oh, we
what?
Look.
Yes, well, you do.
So I picked up a, okay. I
Sorry.
Picked up a couple.
No, I don't
I've
go to the
got
store much.
The great In Touch magazine.
Go to Costco
with Kim K on the front.
She finally did.
So you actually asked me to read some of this while I was doing my therapy stuff, so I did read this article.
Nice.
What was your takeaway?
That she's dumb. So I thought I liked her before.
What happened?
She's like a...
Yeah, what changed your mind?
There's a bad word that's not that bad. Can I say it?
I don't know.
Starts with a W.
A witch.
She is a... What do you call... notice me, focus on me.
Oh, right. Wow.
That's what
wow. Oh. Wow. Can I say that?
Boom!
Like an attention one?
That was
yes,
a throwdown.
There you go.
We might
yes.
want to bleep wow. that out there. Wow.
Wow. It's like...
All right.
Oh my gosh, the attention's going to my sister who's having a baby. Look over here. I'm in a turquoise bikini that doesn't fit.
Mm. Wait, read the part you read to me before.
Or, oh yeah, I gotta read one part.
Yeah. Because I've got a Kim K.
I don't even know if it's true. That's
this
the
is
problem.
Awesome.
Well
okay, so basically lately all of the attention has been on Courtney because of her pregnancy. Not to mention her resentment towards Kim for the Dolce & Gabbana
They're getting you, Mom.
Deal.
They're yeah, getting you
as a source. Who's the source?
Her source.
Pointing to a recent storyline on Hulu's The Kardashians, chronicling the sisters' nasty feud over Kim's decision to partner with the same design house that sponsored Kourtney's 2022 wedding.
No.
Oh,
I mean,
my.
Oh, well, that's
Kim
a line.
Feel like
she shouldn't have crossed that line.
In the spotlight anymore. So yeah. She's telling friends it's her turn to tell all.
Yeah. Because Kim, that's the
about.
One thing.
She's going to tell all guys.
Yeah. She's wow. never had Dang. Attention.
And she tells nothing.
I think she's told
She's never
all.
Had it. So I feel sorry for her.
Yeah.
It's probably a lie.
My mom, whenever those magazines were at like the counter at the store and there were people like in swimsuits, she'd flip them all
I
over.
I did too.
Yeah.
That's so
She'd just go
I
to all of them
sometimes.
And flip them.
Oh, flip them to the back.
Yeah.
I do that too. Still.
She'd put the fishing magazine in front of the.
Yeah. The life
I'm sure
magazine.
I actually used to do that when they had them like. in the aisles.
Yeah, flip them.
Yeah,
you got to flip them.
I'm sure every night they have to flip them back for the next day.
Yeah, the workers just like,
always a thing. One of those moms, I did that too. Well, I had three boys.
I bet a ton of moms that are listening to this.
Your but mom
this
has might three change. Boys. Your, I had three boys.
This might change your mind on Kim Kardashian, though.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I was reading the National Enquirer. It says DMV stays open for Diva Kim. Mm. So basically, she went in after hours to have her license picture done.
That's amazing.
Right? And she brought, well, I'll just. Pampered Kim Kardashian doesn't have to wait in line like everyone else to renew her driver's license. In fact, California taxpayers paid Department of Motor Vehicles workers overtime just so she could waltz in after hours and turn the process into a photo shoot.
Hear me out.
That's
if
genius.
I'm that rich as Kim, I hope that that's the perk.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's that would the be kind only of fun. Perk
yeah.
I want.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously. You know where I would do it? Costco.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just like.
There's
oh, yeah.
nothing
just
worse
shop.
Than a Costco picture. That's-
Oh, you mean the picture?
I thought you meant
shopping with
shopping
nobody else
with
there.
No one there.
Costco picture?
No, I'm talking about getting like the picture on your Costco card.
Yes, that's
it's
true.
Worse than,
okay, wait, can I tell you what happened to me
it's
today?
Because
I was at Costco.
Yeah.
And they're checking our cards now to make sure it's us.
Right.
And my picture is it looks like I don't have teeth.
It's like put it on the screen.
I'm smiling. And I'm smiling. I don't have my wallet. It's in that room. If you want to get it in that room, it's in my fanny pack. It's real bad in this room. I find it. Okay. And I show it to the guy. He goes, oh, yep. Looks just like you. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Just wait till I show you. I was like, I'd never been more insecure, but he was so nice about it. But I was just like,
Costco
rude.
One, bad.
It's the
worst
thing.
Is like when you go get a gym membership and they're like, okay, I just need a photo of you. Right. And it's like at the counter and you just worked out and you're like
take your hat off.
Dude, my.
And they have like a little like dash cam photo.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like looking up your nose.
My gym photo is maybe the worst photo.
Yeah, mine is bad too. Because it's before I got, you know, it's when I first got the gym membership. So it's not.
And there's nothing
chubby.
More like demeaning when you're like walking into the gym and you like kind of dressed up for the gym because you want to feel good. And then you scan that and that worker is looking at that screen. You know, it changes their mindset about you.
Sent it.
It's sad.
Yeah. It's like, have a good workout. You want to check this picture out of my Costco card.
AirDrop.
Look at that. And
look like Mario.
So okay. It's so bad.
Look like Mario. Oh, dad. Do you have a hat on?
Yes, and I got my stash.
And it's like your face is like
my 70s mustache.
Because of the
it's
frame
really
or
bad.
Something. Mine's probably bad.
But I can kind of understand.
Roulette.
Because Kim Kardashian, she brought her lighting people and her makeup people.
Wait, for the picture?
For the picture.
See, there I am.
And it's still.
Oh, you look cute.
Oh, that looks good.
But it's just like,
no, it's not cute.
You can't really see your nose.
It is cute.
I know. I look
just
like Voldemort.
Like, it looks like a white sphere
Voldemort.
With like.
I don't
black
have
holes.
Eyebrows, and I don't have a nose, and I don't have teeth.
You might not have a mouth. Are you smiling
I
with your mouth open?
Yes, I am.
It looks like you're smiling like this.
No, I'm not.
That's not really not that bad.
Okay.
It's not as bad as mine.
No,
like that's bad. Wait, show Dad's. I just airdropped it to you.
Wait, do it again.
Okay. At least you have kind of like a blue sky. The colors are decent there.
Yeah, that does.
You can see color. That's your Costco card?
Yeah.
That's not a bad Costco card.
I would say that's one of the better ones I've seen.
What?
I feel like it's horrible.
Too.
Mine, I think, is black and white.
Okay, it's up there.
Yeah, I thought
I prefer black and white.
Yeah, mine's really fuzzy.
Go ahead.
It's up there.
Where?
Right
I don't have
there.
My purse.
Oh. Right there.
This one?
Yeah. Oh,
it's just the same
it.
One.
Okay, wait.
You know what's bad is whenever you get your license renewed and you get black and white and you're like, I look pretty good. And then it comes in color.
Yeah.
It's not
you're
good.
Like, we should keep this black and
dang.
White.
I look beautiful in sepia, by the way.
Did it send?
Is it not the second one? Because that was sent at
there it is. Okay, get ready for this one, folks.
Oops. Nope.
I'm going.
There it is. It's up in the top right.
It's like Guido or something.
Why is it not working?
You bad at technology.
I'm just bad at Apple stuff. Why is this not working?
Come on.
You're fired.
I know. I should have had laptop duty.
Well, it's not working.
That's just on the top thing.
Whatever.
Can you not click on the...
What?
Okay.
You just clicked on it and it worked.
People need to see this.
Yeah,
recent
what?
Recent.
They need to see it. We're going to spend too much time.
Forget
on
it.
I need to see.
Just forget it.
Dude, I'm literally clicking on it.
Can you like expand it?
Luke.
Well, anyway.
Anyways, whatever. Yeah. It'll those are bad.
Those are bad. If it comes up, we'll,
believe us, they're bad.
We'll do it. Bad.
Yeah, we'll put it up. When I...
But yeah, there have been, what?
Send it again.
Oh my gosh. There have been videos of like girls who they're like, this is how you should do your makeup for getting your driver's license done. Apparently there's like a thing you can do for your face that will help when you're taking.
And what is that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like passport pictures really when you want it because it's so big.
I think they
pictures.
Just.
Yeah, passport pictures are.
It's like, wow, your face is always shiny.
It looks kind of like you have Botox a little bit when you get the passport pictures. The faces are a little bit too.
Yeah.
Too
well, I look like a frog in mine. So,
you do?
I do.
Do you have that?
I don't have that. No. Sorry about that. But, anyways.
Yeah.
Use iMessage. My iMessage isn't working. on there.
My passport picture is so old that when we were trying to get back from Mexico, they almost like did not let me back in.
Yeah. You said that. Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Was that fat Luke?
No, it was just young Luke. My face is like morphed.
Yeah. Well, we were playing pickleball yesterday. I just let you know, me and Mike Norwine were sitting it out. You guys were playing. He's like, Luke is fit, man. Looks good. I'm like,
well,
you know,
appreciate that.
We knew him when.
Yeah.
There was a time.
There was a time. We were playing. Okay. So we played pickleball yesterday. With you, and there was an older couple, 65, Sue and Rob and Sue, and Sam and I played against them, and they just dilly-whopped us, just absolutely smoked us, absolutely destroyed us.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, afterwards we were talking because you guys were playing, you and Luke were playing on a team.
Were they part of your group, or you just were?
No, they're just
They just were.
The pickleball community is like everyone can play.
Yeah, it's pretty cute. So anyways, She was like so are you, she thought Luke and I, or Sam and I were together. And I was like, no. I was like, that's like my husband over there and like the black cat. She goes, oh, he handsome boy. She was like, he's so handsome. And then she's like, and so fit. He's so fit. I was like, I know, I get it. And then she was like, and who's that? I was like, oh, and that's my dad. Oh my gosh. She was like, he's so fit. How old is he? I was like, I don't know. And I was like, dad, how old are you? And you're like 55. And she's like, oh my gosh. She just couldn't get over it. She's like,
so cute.
They're so good looking. And then the guy that like her husband, she was like, he's like, oh yeah, she can say that about the guys, but I can't. But I can't say that about a girl.
I can't say that about a girl.
That's right. It's like, that's
like, hey, how old are you, lady? Yeah.
I was like, that's a good point. But no, they were so funny. They're just hyping you guys up like no other. It was hilarious.
That's so sweet. Because we work hard and we try.
Right.
Doing your best.
Tim's on the Peloton daily.
Yeah. Luke starves himself.
That's something I'm loving. I'm loving the Peloton, man.
Yeah, I like the Peloton.
Getting
too.
The cardio. Yeah, Heather's been doing it. We're just rocking it.
Yep.
So I think I would love to see Livy as a Peloton instructor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're always
remember
just
you used to
like,
do yoga?
Hey.
Instruction for us?
They always got to do their
be like that
because they do their playlist, so they're hyped. You know, they just
She has to do. She has to do it like she did the yoga.
Yeah, more about you know false. Finding the inner pain.
Yes,
and
you'd be a little negative.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. I want them to cry, probably.
Yeah, just change it up. You know.
Yeah.
Make it.
I want them to
all
feel
of them.
Something.
Yeah, Peloton is it's really amazing because it's very.
Well, I'm sure it is.
It's a membership. It's a membership kind of deal.
Yeah,
and,
right.
But it's
well, thankfully
worth it.
We didn't have to buy it new.
Worth it. Yeah. Yeah, we got it. Got it a good deal.
Yeah, I'm glad that you have to say that, you know.
Is
like,
that it?
If you get something like that, you have to be like, I got it at a discount.
All right.
Yeah, well,
that's what adults do.
Fine, you know, whatever. You got it, you got
it. It's like Sebastian Maniscalco. He says when his dad comes over and he asks, he always goes, how much you pay for that? I always tell him a tenth of it, and it's still too much. How much do you pay for that painting? $400. $400? I got to pay to that. $400? It was actually $4,000.
It's just like, so true.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like you don't want to tell
that's
some
like
people.
When you, you know, people who thrift, you're like, oh, I love your outfit. It's so cute. $2.
Yeah.
$1. 50 cents. I'm like, okay, you should be paying a little bit more for your clothes.
I could never, I can't.
Now I think of your outfit totally different.
Yeah.
I get it if you need to thrift, if you're low on funds, but like as a hobby, I can't go in there for more than like five or 10 minutes.
Yeah, it definitely gives me a headache.
I get like at Marshall's. Smelly. I can't take Marshall's.
Marshall's isn't even thrifty.
It's
Marshall's is new clothes.
But he gets
it doesn't make sense.
It's like, oh, TJ Maxx. Yeah. Oh,
ew.
It's like Marshall's.
Oh,
this is why he's
bothered.
He's like Nordstrom Rack. Oh. Disgusting. Oh.
He's bothered because let's say there's three grays in a row. And then there's a white,
okay.
And then there's a gray, and then there's a blue. It's like, why are the grays not all together?
Yeah.
All the same shirts not all together. And then he gets all freaked out.
I do. It's Marshall's. Yeah, and nothing's the same. And then you'll get pants, and then it'll be like picture frames, and then socks, and then more frames.
That's
and then
true. And then like a foam roller.
And a foam roller. Yeah. And some kids' books. Yeah. And then the shirts.
Where are
yeah,
you?
I get you.
Marshall's.
I will say that Marshall's has some good snacks.
Yeah.
They have good snacks.
Really?
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
They
got like up front?
Everywhere. No. They're just like scattered throughout. They just have
in the
like
kitchen area. They have some.
They got an aisle, a full aisle.
Yeah.
Dedicated.
It's awesome.
To their weird snacks that are awesome.
Yeah. They're like specialty snacks that like don't sell well.
Yeah.
And then
like what kind of snacks are we talking about?
It's like hint of lime beans.
Yeah.
Or like
everything I've gotten there was
like, you know, the lima bean things. I don't know.
Or it could be certain kinds of popcorn. I'm not into popcorn, but I'm saying there's good flavors or different chips.
It's just like unique snacks that you don't get anywhere else.
Like paprika popcorn. Right. It's like stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like seasonal.
Kind of like Trader Joe's, because Trader Joe's always has these random.
It's really good if you're like, hey, I'm going to like a dinner party over Christmas. Let me pick up some like
that is good
mint
idea.
Popcorn.
I would never think I need to bring snacks. So let's hit the Marshalls.
Dude, they got it.
Well, you'd be surprised from now on.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Well, I still can't. Marshalls reminds me of like a department store in the 70s. It's that same white tile. Mm. The lights are way too bright.
What are you freaking out about?
What about TJ Maxx? How do you feel about that? Because I love TJ Maxx.
No. Same.
That's
he doesn't like any of those.
I don't like TJ Maxx.
I live for TJ
Kohl's.
Maxx.
What about Kohl's?
Kohl's is rough.
But you're by a good TJ Maxx. They're not all that good.
Yeah, they're not all the same.
TJ Maxx. I don't know. I love it.
I can't.
I love all those stores.
Yeah, they're all amazing.
I could go to all of those stores every single day.
Yeah, I mean,
I used to love that too.
Yeah.
I used to find deals, man.
I don't shop much.
There. But
yeah, some people, they do it well. They just know how to do it.
The internet is just so good.
I know.
You know?
It's like hard.
I love
to, like,
that we said
store.
Thrifting and you said like two department stores and then like Kohl's.
like that,
you didn't even
thrifting.
Bring up Goodwill.
Yeah. He talks about his Peloton, then he goes, "Oh, TJ Maxx,
TJ Maxx, oh,
gross,
Nordstrom's,
Nordstrom Rack." Oh.
You're actually probably wearing a shirt from TJ Maxx right now.
No, this is from Costco.
They sell Hurley.
Yeah, now yeah, he okay, will buy. But look at how they do it at Costco. Everything is together in a pile of the same kind.
Yeah,
he can only function like that. It has to be. Same. He's out.
I don't know. I know what I like. I'm 55 and I'm in good shape.
There you go.
Hello.
Apparently. Hello. According to Sue.
I can't be putting no rags on this fit body.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or could you?
Didn't you wear that shirt like last week?
Maybe.
I think so. Actually.
Maybe.
Why don't you back off?
All right. My bad. I crossed a line.
You did.
Anyways.
You did. Back off a little bit. Need to supercharge your hiring? You need a super hiring partner. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Indeed's the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. And check this out. In the minute I've been talking to you, 16 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. They streamline hiring with powerful tools that find you matched candidates. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. So, start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/Hawkins. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/Hawkins. Indeed.com/Hawkins. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Indeed.
All right.
Is it hot in here or is it just...
It's pretty hot.
What happened?
It's pretty neat.
Should I check the air?
Okay.
Well, it feels good.
We're going to do a segment called cookie tier list.
Right.
Because we've been talking about cookies.
Yeah. Well, last week we had the Nutty Buddies, and then I, as a bonus, brought some strawberry wafer Voortman's cookies.
Yeah.
And which are got to be in one of my top three.
All right.
So what? Tell me what this is.
So yeah. So a tier list, for those of you who don't know, it's basically just a ranking system instead of doing like a bracket. And so we have all of the assortment down here.
Just
and then we can drag
them.
Them to where we think we can rank them.
Oh, okay.
So it goes S tier is number one.
Well,
that's above A.
There's a bad word in there.
Wait, really?
Yeah, well, it's got the asterisk in it.
Okay, well, still, pretend like you didn't see it.
Don't.
Block it out.
Can we do
keep
something
going,
about that?
Keep going. I don't know.
I don't know.
It is what it is.
Oh, there you go.
Wow,
you
perfect.
Go. Just put, that's F. That's fine.
Freak.
Okay, thank you. Perfect. I think that's good.
Perfect.
Oh, wait, we can rename this.
Flip. There you go.
There we go. Perfect. Okay.
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 Well okay.
Done.
Continue explaining. I'm sorry. I
okay, you. Cool. So basically, yeah, you just rank them. S is the best, and then these are down here are the worst, which we apparently can rename.
Now, S is like the best.
Like the best.
Do you understand?
It's not like,
undeniable.
Like super.
Yeah.
It's like,
super.
Yeah.
Okay, I get
like,
it. I get
out
it.
Of this world.
Super the sweet. Best. Amazing.
Yeah, it's not okay. Like, that's a good cookie. I'd eat it. Like, Fig Newton will never reach S tier.
Never.
No.
No.
It won't.
No.
If it reaches,
is it a cookie,
no.
though? Is
I Fig love Newton Fig Newtons. I'm sorry.
All right. Cookie? If it's on this list, it's a cookie. This is the list.
This is the list.
I don't know what this is, so I'm going to skip it. Can anyone see what that is?
No, that's like a...
Macadamia nut?
Macadamia.
Okay, macadamia nut.
I wait, where that, is it? I don't see it.
Right here.
That's a good... That's
a
C.
Oh, that right there. I thought you pulled,
C tier?
I thought you pulled it somewhere.
Can I go ahead and throw one in the I'd rather eat sand?
Yeah,
go for it.
Pocky.
Where's Pocky?
Those Pocky sticks.
Oh
yeah.
Pocky.
Oh, I've never had
I'd rather eat sand.
What would be below I'd rather eat sand?
I've never heard of that. Pocky.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What is a Pocky thing?
I'd say those mint fudge stripes. That sounds...
These?
Gross.
These are good.
No, those are so good.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, let's go in order. Let's
okay.
go in
okay,
order.
Okay, this is stressing me out. Vanilla out. Wafers.
C.
That's
D.
Yeah.
Hear me out. I'd say B, but we'll go C just for... I just
average.
Like, if they're out, I will eat Nilla wafers. They're so good.
I mean, they're good, but I would say that they're average.
Yeah. Most times you see Nilla wafers, now they're in banana pudding.
Yeah.
People always throw in Nilla wafers in banana pudding.
I like pudding. I mean,
here's
the thing. 100 years old.
Nilla's crank up when you put milk. They're great dipping cookies.
I know, they
milk.
Crank.
You know what, though? Vanilla wafer, you put some strawberry cream cheese and a kiwi.
That's
see, this is what I'm
that'll
saying.
Change your life.
This is what I'm
that's
saying.
That's a good idea.
I think it's at least a B.
No.
We need to say this. It's only just the cookie
exactly.
for this thing.
Exactly.
Otherwise, we're going to get in the weeds.
Let's not
that's
trick these things up.
That's
we're
going to
get in the weeds.
You got to say it's a
but,
C.
But so then are we going to say Oreos bear? Bear Oreos? No milk dip?
Yeah.
No milk dip.
I thought we could assume that you're dipping in milk.
Well, then assume you're dipping all of them in milk.
Sure.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Okay, so these are milk dipped.
They all can be dipped
in milk. There's a caveat. There's a caveat.
Yes.
All right, okay. So.
I think we have to assume that they're milk dipped.
Yeah. All right.
Sure.
It's a cookie. Yeah,
okay, then vanilla wafers. I keep it at an average. C. I'm sorry.
It's such a B, but we'll go
say
C.
D, yeah, I say D, so it's a C.
Yeah, I'd okay. say C. Yeah, let's
see. All right.
Perfect.
These are Reese's Chips Ahoy.
D.
Mm.
I mean,
no, I
what?
Love Chips Ahoy,
D?
But not Reese's.
Milk
gross.
Dipped?
That's an F. That's a flip. Flip. With the Reese's? No.
Yeah, that's a flip.
Milk dip. Yeah, let's
flip
it.
That.
Flip it.
Flip it.
Flip those.
Flip them. Man, those are good. They have to be good.
Look, we haven't even gotten to the good cookies yet.
All right, Oreo S tier.
Okay, 100% that's
Oreo's
an S
tier.
I'm sure
without
that's
a
or
doubt.
A.
Yeah.
S.
Whoever made 100%. Those, I mean, because they really haven't changed them.
I would pay them a royalty. Like, would you like to round up to give the founder of Oreo a dollar?
Like, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I think we should have a holiday on the birthday of the person who came up with that.
Yeah.
Can we just rename S tier to Oreo?
I mean, just
go.
The cream filling.
S
it's like.
Oreo.
I mean, you can't go wrong with a freaking Oreo.
Flipping Oreo.
Flipping Oreo.
Okay, double chocolate cookie, chocolate chip cookie.
Okay, here's, can I give my, are these homemade or these like you bought them at the grocery store?
These are, I would say store-bought, right,
I think
guys?
So too.
Okay.
And I think that lowers them.
Right.
Okay.
I think
a lot of store-bought ones like that are good though. But what is that one? A chocolate?
It's like a double chocolate chunk.
I put that in C.
I
put that C.
Yeah.
B or C, I like that.
Sometimes it's like too much, you know?
Yeah, here's too sweet.
Here's my thing with C, is that would you go to a party and break it in half? and then eat it. That's what I would do with those.
Okay, yeah, so you're saying you don't really like it, but you'll eat half of it.
Oh, yeah. I'll
come back for the other half, though.
Like, if it's at, like, a church, like, after thing and it's all they got, I'll eat it.
Well, then
are
that's
we going to go through
that's
all these? Because it's going
to
take a while.
That's going
to
be below average, I think.
Chips Ahoy, I love.
You think it's
a D?
I don't
know why.
I think we should put it down to D.
Yeah, I think so. All right. Yeah. I just can't believe these are here, but we'll go. Chips Ahoy Original.
Yum, yum. I don't know where.
That's an A.
I think it's a B because Chewy is A, but it's fine.
I think A.
Milk Dipped?
Milk Dip A.
Chips Ahoy.
You think it's an A?
I said B, but...
Guys.
Well, it's two...
It's above average.
2A, 2B. What is it?
Okay, let's do two
Brandon,
more.
What
Wait,
do you say?
Cooper.
Chewy or...
No, just normal.
Chips Ahoy.
Chewy, nah. Nah.
Just normal.
No, you just
this one. Just pick this one. Don't take into account
yeah,
everything else.
All the others. Okay.
I mean, they're C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
B.
So
yeah.
B it is.
We could put them in right. B. Okay, can we please do the Samoas?
Yeah, we can do that. Can we do graham crackers first?
All right, put that in.
I think they're A.
They're A. 100%.
Milk Dipped.
No, you can't dip. Dulp.
Everything's
you can't
dipped.
Dip a graham cracker.
You have
in
to
milk?
Be quick. You have to
yeah,
be quick
you do.
With it.
I mean, they do.
You're gonna make it an A.
I love them.
No,
graham crackers are really
good. Flip.
They're so good.
I say F.
Wow.
Wow. And I say C.
Okay, we'll go. That means D.
Well, if you guys both like them that much, it's probably gonna
it's
be
probably
a B.
More of a B or a C.
Yeah, though. Put it in B
because we're in the low.
All right.
That's
not
the
A.
You put an A.
It's not A.
Yeah,
I'm trying
yeah,
to slip that by
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
These.
Like what happens?
Samoas, right. A, 100%.
Coconut Samoas,
yeah, those are good.
No.
A. I think they're C.
A.
But that's me.
A.
I think they're B.
C.
A.
Tim,
put
them
no,
in
it's
B.
No, it has the texture of sushi.
No.
And okay. It's got
because
this grainy.
Because it's coconut.
It, no, it looks
grainy.
Like sushi.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste
point,
like sushi, though.
It's grainy. It's got them coconut grains.
Because it's
grains.
Coconut. It's delicious.
So I think you're insane.
Good.
I think
okay,
all...
wait. What do you say?
C.
I'd say flip that.
Yeah, flip
okay.
It.
Then it's a C.
All right, fine.
Whatever.
You guys are just wrong. That's the best cookie.
All right.
Skip to something
let's just
else.
Go to these.
That's the best cookie
let's
on the market.
Let's just throw them in S.
Yeah.
Let's just
throw them in S. Throw the wafers in S.
What are they? Oh.
Yeah.
And if you don't agree, listening audience...
I don't agree.
Well, just turn it off
then
the
you
show.
You don't know
turn
what a kooky is.
Okay, here we go. Here's one.
Okay.
The Animal Cracker Circus. I think they're S tier. But I don't know what people
that's
think about
these.
It's
going to be an
A for me. It's going to be a high A for me,
wait,
too.
Wait, what are
a?
They?
They're icing covered.
Oh,
I will
cookies.
Say I will say these might
those
be
are
one
fine.
Of my favorite snacks.
It's they're so easy good. To eat. Well, they're fun to eat.
They're fun to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do like
you can't
this.
They're not you can't really dip them.
They're not S. They're not S. But
they're
A.
Yeah. But
they're
A.
They're high A.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
That's one of the most underrated cookies, I think, out there.
I think so, too.
These right yeah. here, like this, these two.
Yeah.
Bro, old you put those in front of me, those are gone.
People insane. Need to utilize those more. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I agree.
Totally agree.
Milano's.
Milano's.
A.
Oh, my
I think
gosh.
They're A.
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 Yeah. A, 100%. All the way yeah. A.
Dude, the okay. double chocolate Milano, are you kidding me?
It's so good.
Okay, now do that sugary cookie with the iced sugary cookie.
Iced sugary cookie.
Yeah. Where over to the left, big boy. Right there.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, those,
that's an A.
What is that?
Okay.
Flip them.
They're wait, soft. The soft
them.
Ones
no.
with the pink icing.
Yeah.
No.
It's like the Walmart
them.
Cookie.
Yeah.
Flip them.
I can see why you like them, but no.
Flip them.
I can't
I'm
eat
on the
one
flip
of those.
With those.
Flip them. I have a bad childhood
yeah,
memory.
I don't like those.
We had them after church every day because it was just like the snack they had at church.
Yeah.
And the church... that we were like in a school meeting in a school and then I got carsick on the way home and that
oh,
was the
yes.
taste in my mouth.
Ugh.
So I just can't.
So you flip them?
Yeah.
I
flip them.
I think they're average C.
So D.
So
we'll
D.
Go
put
D.
Them in D.
Does that
so what do you think about
Olivia?
That, Libby?
I think bad. I think that's bad.
All
call.
Right. Fig Newtons. Fig Newtons.
Well.
Fig Newtons, that's going to be a D for me.
I say
D?
A for that.
D.
Or
Heather's going to love those.
I love Fig Newtons. I'd even put them in the SS for me.
I go, ugh. I think they're actually like one of the most average things I've ever
they're
eaten.
So delicious.
I think they're exactly average.
So, but
think
she thinks they're
exactly
S.
Exactly amazing.
You and think they're S?
They're S above
I would actually,
else
I would rather
me.
Eat sand than a Fig
they
Newton.
They are my favorite.
Gosh,
she'd rather
a tough
eat
one.
Sand.
Well, so, yeah. So put them in the average, I guess.
We'll go
guess,
average.
Or D. At this point, because it's pretty.
All right, let's
between sand and the best.
You guys have a lot
ever.
Of low.
Let's
lot
do
low
two more. Let's do two
one.
More.
Two more.
Okay.
Okay.
These the Danish
wait,
ones
there,
on the bottom.
Why is there sewing materials on this?
The ones he's pointing, those Danish cookies?
These sewing materials?
Those
like,
are Danish cookies. Oh, those are disgusting. That's a never. No, that's
eat
a,
sand?
I'd rather eat sand. Yeah. 100%.
Let's just do a rather eat sand.
Okay, yeah.
That's like
rather
when you
eat sand.
Yeah, I'd rather eat.
What are these?
Yeah.
Rather eat sand.
Tim loves those, though.
No.
Oh,
I don't
you did.
Love them. No.
Animal crackers.
Oh, now, what am I thinking of?
Wait a second. Can I say something?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, of
course. It's my podcast.
You can say whatever you want.
And I'm in amazing shape.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
But you'll notice, like, if you see those cookies, those Danish ones, are they Danish? Is that what they are?
Yeah, yeah.
If you see, like, a plate of assorted cookies, and those are part of it, those will always be the last.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Unless they're just in charge.
That's the last ditch.
My theory is that they take them out of this box, no one eats them, they put them back in.
Yeah.
They're just like a space filler. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, and I thought these are the ones you want for your birthday every year.
No, that's an Italian cookie. That's
an Italian, not
shortbread. Is SS for me.
I'm going to say that a peanut butter cookie is, I'd rather eat sand.
What about Nutter Butters?
No, a peanut butter cookie at the bottom.
This one?
No, to the left.
This one?
To the left.
This one?
Right there.
Yes. Yeah, they're not good.
They're bad.
They're bad.
Okay.
Except for
okay.
the ones we make. Now, Nutter Butters. See, that's the thing. Those are horrible. Nutter Butters are
amazing.
They're so good.
I think they're
very
S-tier?
Addictive.
I think they're S tier.
I think they're S tier.
Nutter Butters are S tier?
Yeah, I think they're addictive. Definitely for me.
Okay.
Let's put them up.
And let's just do a few more.
Are addictive.
Thin Mints.
That's an SS.
Well,
that's got to be.
Everybody loves those, right? Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Okay.
A cold Thin Mint cookie.
People will be mad that we skipped out on some, but we animal crackers, average. It's my thought.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
It's
maybe
even below
D,
average.
I think it below average.
Maybe flip.
Flip.
Yeah, flip them.
All right, last one. Hold on. Oh, there's two good ones. A double stuffed Oreo is also S.
That's yeah.
I mean, it's just the same.
Well, if the first one is, it has.
What
to
about
be.
The vanilla double stuffed?
I also think they're S, but that's just me.
Yeah, I don't
think you
I've
can put them that
them.
High though. Far right tub, these?
Yeah, what is that? Are those dunkers?
Oh, dunkers.
No, my kids.
No, these are dunkers.
Those. Spencer.
So is that like the biscotti addictive. Dunker?
You know, the chocolate ones.
With the chocolate layer on the
biscotti
bottom.
Biscotti dunker. I have mixed feelings about biscotti. I'm not going to lie to you.
Why is that?
It's just so hard.
Yeah.
They're hard.
It's like a ciabatta bread. It's like.
Yeah, they're dipping coffee.
It's like a cracker, but they're still delicious once you get them dissolved in your mouth.
Yeah.
And they're dippable, very dippable.
Dippable.
Extremely
very dippable.
Dippable?
Very dippable.
They're dippable.
They're very dippable. What'd you say?
Spencer loves Dunkers.
Okay, from Trader Spencer Joe's. Loves them. We'll just go see. Last
Wait,
one.
Who doesn't like them?
I don't think it's I don't like. They're okay.
I wouldn't.
I'd put them in a B.
Put them in B?
Well, at least when I put them out, people eat them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, B.
They don't stay in the pantry long.
Okay. And wait, fortune cookie? I'd rather eat sand. Where is it?
Right there.
I'd rather eat sand
I
than a
fortune
cookie. I think fortune
cookies are good for like, you know, when you put, like you have a flower pot.
Is this it?
But you don't want to fill it with dirt all the way. So you just kind of put junk in the bottom of it.
Yeah, I think
that's what
fortune cookies.
So you're
that's
go
what
buy
fortune cookies,
cookies
are good for. Just for filler.
I'd rather eat sand.
Ever,
I'd rather
have
eat sand.
Have you ever planted
cookie?
Anything?
Yeah.
What?
I've you've told me to do.
She's
plants.
He's planted.
I know how it works.
Oh, are we just going through them all?
I mean, we can end it, but this is just so fun to me.
I'll just cookies.
I will say one thing. I think anything ginger, like ginger snaps, gingerbread cookies,
sand,
worse than
love
sand.
Okay. No,
what should
not.
I put? What should I put? What's worse than sand?
Wait a minute. When I make those ginger thins with a thin mint and
because it's with a thin mint,
you love it
because it's tricked up.
But I love
but on its own.
No, ginger snaps are
stepping
not.
Stepping in dog.
Are not stepping in dog pee. They're definitely
I'm good with that.
Average or above.
All right.
Average.
I think
right. Here's our tier list.
I don't think there's anything else that's notable. It's just like a bunch of versions of Oreos.
Yeah.
Unless this is that waffle stroopel thing, because those are good.
Stroopwafels.
Those aren't bad.
But they're
one
not
of Spencer's
popular
favorites.
Enough. Yeah.
Cooper's got a question. Oatmeal cream pie.
No, that's
is that
a Hostess is a whole nother.
That is. We got it. We'll
do
that.
We can
do that
next
time.
That's another time.
Yeah,
let us know what tier in the comments of this YouTube video. Let us know what tier list we should do.
But what would that be? Like an oatmeal cream pie would be a.
It's like a Hostess, like a pastry, like
a cake.
I would
cake.
Think it's a cookie. You know, it's round.
It's not a cookie.
It's a cookie sandwich.
It's a.
So
I would
sweet.
Say it's just
it's
like
cookish.
A,
Now that I can only eat half of, if even, because it's. Woo.
Oh, you could eat a whole.
Yeah, it's
one.
Pretty sweet.
I believe
you
could, but I feel bad. If you want to win Jackson's heart, you get him an oatmeal cream sandwich.
And what else does he eat? He eats the ho-hos or the hostess?
He likes them ho-hos.
He's not eating any of that right now.
Yeah. But anyways.
Oh, if you gave him one, he'd eat it.
Kim Kardashian's a ho-ho.
Yeah, according to mom.
I should have said that. According to the.
An attention ho-ho.
According to the sources of that dumb magazine.
She should be the spokesperson for hostess ho-hos.
Maybe I'm mad at the source, not Kim.
Right. I don't know.
I get it.
All right, this is our tier list. What do we think? Yeah, I think it's pretty good. If you guys argue with this.
You put Nutter Butters at an S?
You left.
Oh, my God.
We love the Nutter Butters.
I'll let it go. I'll let it go. Olivia, but that one hurts. I'm not going to lie to you.
It looks like a peanut.
Dad. And it tastes so delicious.
It's delicious.
Dad, so I like that. Jill used to fight over those.
I think it was pretty good. This right here,
we did.
Underrated.
Like, eat a whole sleeve.
Underrated.
Yeah, those are.
I'm glad they had those.
Both better than.
Yeah, those are really good.
The circus iced cookies.
I can't look at this anymore. Put it away.
We should do it where we have one, but we have all the snacks to eat while we do it.
Yeah.
Dang.
That'd be nice.
I like it. I think we did good.
This is fun. I like this.
That was really fun.
According to us.
Did you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat? What? It can lead to acne, allergies, and stuffy noses. And that's gross. Grody. Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters that prevent 99% of bacteria and require 3 times less laundry. So many benefits. They're self-cooling for better quality sleep. Using silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA, Miracle-Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at perfect temperature all night long. Go to trymiracle.com/Hawkins to try Miracle-Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo, Hawkins, at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in the product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Hawkins and use the code Hawkins to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Hawkins to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
I've watched like a 3-hour tier list before.
Wait, people watch people do this? Like,
huge over the internet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I'm glad you know this because I'm thinking this is and it seems like it's boring.
We could do a Kardashian tier list.
Oh, heck yeah. We could probably do one
right
now.
That'll take, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Sure.
5 minutes? We could do that.
Yeah, let's do it now.
Okay.
Do we even need the board?
Get the board.
What are we tiering on them?
We're going to tier list each one of them.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's what they talked about in the article, that literally Kim Kardashian was doing that.
Was what?
She was rating her people.
Okay.
Here we go.
Wait, I love how they have Bruce
the family?
And Caitlyn.
Like okay, how do we rank, what would the S tier be? Can we do a ho-ho at the bottom?
Yeah, ho-ho. Yeah, ho-ho. Oh, that bad word.
Whoa, bad word. Let's get it out of there.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
just put like a crash or...
Be like
just put
bad.
Dumb.
How about ick?
Just put
I-K-K-K.
They want it to all be K's, but oh yeah, there you go.
Ick.
Okay. Fine.
Ick. Meh. Do that.
Meh.
No, meh would be fine.
What? Okay.
Meh.
Fine. And then like.
Foine. Chloe.
Why do you like Chloe the best?
That was just a joke. I can do something else.
Okay. Okay, let's start
that's
off.
That's who Kim like.
We're gonna start off strong with Bruce.
All right, who's
Bruce?
Bruce?
Is this Bruce?
They have Bruce's picture and then Caitlin's picture.
Right,
Bruce.
Well, can you zoom in? Show. I liked Bruce as a decathlon athlete.
Can you zoom in? Look, there we go. Okay,
and I've seen him on Pierce Morgan.
Yeah,
yeah. We're gonna put Bruce. I think Bruce was pretty elite back in the day.
A.
Yeah.
He's an Olympian.
Get him up there. He's used to.
Just put A.
Olympian.
Okay.
How about Olympic with a K? I-K.
Perfect.
There you go. Olympic.
Perfect. There you go. Okay. All right, Caitlin. That's gonna have to be an ick for me.
Which one's Caitlin?
I don't like these ranking names. These are bad. I don't know how to rank.
So let's rank the ranking names, honey.
Which, okay.
Mech.
Libby.
Yeah, the ranking names are all F. For sure.
Okay, average.
Okay.
That's all good.
Okay, that fine? That's
average.
Good. That's
Oh,
good.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay, so Caitlin, average. Well, I mean, where's I Caitlin? Like Caitlin when...
Caitlin's got to be a Nick for me.
She's
when
a Trumpy.
When she talks on
where's
the
Caitlin?
Caitlin right moves first. Weird.
She's by Kate.
This one?
Kanye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also Olympics, same person.
Yeah, just Olympics.
That's Olympic. Fair.
Same person.
There you go. That is correct. You're right.
That's right.
Kanye, I don't know.
S tier.
Kanye S, 100%.
S. Okay. Wait a second.
Kanye's S.
Wait a second.
Do you know how much entertainment Kanye brought to that show?
Yeah,
that
he's true. Brought a lot. Oh, yeah.
And also he made Yeezys, which you like.
Kanye is so just entertaining. For the shoes.
Pre 1 year ago, Kanye.
Yeah.
Which one's this?
That's Kendall. I'm going to have to say S. That's an S for me.
I don't know
Kendall
her.
Is the Kendall's model chill. Girl.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. Yeah.
She doesn't right. really cause any drama.
We'll go S.
Yeah, kinda, let's go S.
Which one's this?
Kind of Chloe.
That's Chloe.
We're going to put her at Olympic. I think.
I'm going to say, yeah.
I don't know.
Average?
She's funny, isn't she? I don't know. I don't know these people very well.
Fine, we'll put her out there.
Okay, who's this
one? I watched
one?
That
Kim.
One.
Kim. Ho ho.
Kim.
Yeah. I mean, definitely.
Kim ho ho. We already know that.
Is this one?
Courtney's just annoying.
Courtney's just, she's having a baby, so just get off her back.
And
she's
got her new model. Ho-ho. Definitely like a ho-ho.
Wait a second. What was Courtney? She was with
Travis Barker.
Travis.
She was doing her company. It's called Bluge.
No way. Goosh.
Goosh and no. Snoob.
No. What's what's Gwyneth Paltrow's company called?
Goop.
Sorry.
Goop.
Goop and Poosh.
And Poosh.
Poosh.
Yeah.
So she's doing her collab with what's her face? I don't even remember her name.
Gwyneth.
Oh, yeah.
Gwyneth. Okay. Chris is going to have to be a ho-ho for me.
Ho-ho?
Definitely.
Who's this one?
Yeah.
That's
Kylie.
Kylie. Oh.
That does not look like her.
It's going to be an ick.
She looks cute. Why? What's
She's
up with
fine.
Her?
She's fine. She's just like.
We just don't have anybody in the ick category
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, no one's there, so.
Put
what
her
about
in the
Rob?
Ick.
Like, S.
This guy?
Put him in S.
Is this Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like.
Oh, that's the brother.
Wait, I like him. He's
a
S.
Yeah, S.
That's
for
Scott.
Sure. Scott.
That's a goof.
Wait, this guy, he freed
that's
OJ.
What's
his name?
He
Robert
freed
Kardashian?
OJ, so put him in the bottom.
Well, but he was the only stable
Wait,
guy.
I got an idea.
I think he regretted that.
Freed OJ.
I don't know. Maybe he was.
But he regretted it. That is sad. Not good.
It's a call him all his own.
I don't know.
It's like
Travis. He okay. doesn't even get to be
Travis
put on
Scott?
The thing.
No, he's not.
I think he's in a good place where he is right
yeah,
there.
I think just,
we
there.
We don't got even a bunch
know.
Of fire around him.
I think we're done.
And now she's dating Timothy Chalamet, so it doesn't even matter.
I'd rather eat sand than listen to Travis Scott.
Is he the one that had that crazy concert where something went down?
Yeah, where someone died.
What is up with people? I was reading in the Inquirer. And it's like,
what?
People are hurling stuff at artists now. That's a big
weird.
Thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Like Cardi B, like somebody threw a drink at her.
Why?
And she threw her mic at the person.
I would too. What are they throwing stuff at her for?
I don't know. I think she was kind of in
that's
the right.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think 100%. You should chuck a chair at him.
Wow.
Didn't someone throw a shoe at George Bush?
Yeah, and he ducked it real quick.
Yeah.
Which is one of the highlights of his presidency.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's like one
so
of the top
rude.
Things. You got 9/11, ducking the shoe.
But why are they throwing stuff? Or do they think they're giving them a gift?
I don't
or
know.
Are they being like throwing it at them?
I think they just get too excited. And they just want to, they probably want them to look at them.
Right.
Wow. You
know? This is George Bush dodging a shoe.
Yeah, I think he's in another country.
Wow. That was awesome.
That was amazing.
Did you see that, Wait. Brendan? Yeah, I got it.
That was so
that
impressive.
That was good.
Cool, so rude. Man.
Wow.
Who was talking about that? Adele was talking about that.
In the
Inquirer. I was reading it.
Dad just flipping through Inquirer.
It says,
happening.
Listen to this about Adele. Adele turns on fans. Try me and I'll kill you.
Whoa.
That's what she said on stage.
Wow.
Well, then you're going to go to prison. So
she's word of caution. To art concert goers who injure artists by hurling items at them on stage. Just try me. I'll bleeping dare you to throw something at me. I'll bleep and kill you.
Wow.
She warned a stunned audience during
a
concert at her Las Vegas residency.
Of course she's joking, but still it's weird.
Yeah.
Well,
a little out there.
Man, you guys got to stop reading those magazines. Yeah, we got to. Sad.
You got to flip those over.
Get those. What? That's all.
There's some good stuff in here.
I rank those as a flip.
Yeah, flip those.
The best thing in a magazine was who wore it better.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah, that's
they
still
did have that. I like they have that in that one.
Yeah,
that one right
that's
there.
The best.
Well, like,
Anne
what's
Hathaway
his face?
Got the diss on that one.
Ryan Seacrest has taken over Wheel of Fortune.
What?
Yes.
Can he even fit that into his schedule?
Who said? Everything. What comedian said that Wheel of Fortune is the easiest job because the contestants spin the wheel and the other girl just like taps the screen? He doesn't do
Anna
anything.
White.
He doesn't have any answers.
Right. He doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to spell any of the words.
No pressure.
Oh, the best show. And you like you can record like 5 shows a day.
Oh, that's
done for the week.
Do, yeah.
It's the best. Yeah. It's
wait, what? If you could host a game show, which one would you host?
That one probably.
I think that would be. I don't think I'd like to do Jeopardy. That just seems
you'd mess. It'd be. It's too
yeah.
Much.
Maybe not smart enough for Jeopardy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Spin a wheel and guess a letter.
He's fit,
I can
but,
do that.
Yeah.
I know my vowels and my consonants, right?
Yeah.
And
what about
I can break for commercial. I'd be able to do that.
Yeah.
Who's,
you'd be good
what about
at that,
whose line is it anyway? Because they need a new host. Because after
that show's
Drew Carey,
still going?
Yeah. After Drew Carey, she's fine, but she's not. As good.
They have a live show now. They're coming to St. Louis.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Improv used to.
Wait,
it
who's
was
in charge of it now?
I don't know her name.
Oh, you don't know her name. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I don't. I haven't seen Who's Line for 10 years at least.
Wait, I was watching
I liked it, too, but it
was,
forget about
it. I was watching some old episodes. It's pretty funny. Just, I don't know. Yeah, you just really have to get into
TV,
it. But.
So we forget to watch other things.
Yeah, because I grew up watching game shows every night. There was a show called Joker's Wild. They had the one with no whammies. What was that one called? Pressure Luck.
Mm.
That was a big one.
You know
watch
what
Hollywood
Squares.
I would
want
to be,
Hollywood
Squares.
Yeah. Biggest Loser.
Oh, man.
That's a game show?
Do you
show?
Think that that game show could happen anymore?
No.
Wait,
no?
What's the
not.
Game show? It's
Biggest Loser.
What's the game?
It is.
Well, it's where they lose
weight. Oh, that's
weight.
A losing weight.
B-Man okay, said Survivor. So that's a good one.
Survivor is a good one.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Other things.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
What was like some of the ones that
to
you had
host.
Watched? I can't believe I forgot how much... How many game shows I watched growing up and just like live shows like America's Got Talent and American Idol and all that stuff that I watched growing up that I do not watch anymore.
American would you call Idol that a game
elite.
Show?
Huh?
Howie Mandel. Howie Mandel
how
was.
How to make a deal. Who wants to be a millionaire? How.
Let's
make a deal.
Was it Let's Make a Deal?
Let's Make a Deal.
No, it's
no,
Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal.
Deal.
Let's Make a Deal is Wayne Brady.
Yes.
Which was on during the day.
And that was.
Yeah.
Deal or No Deal, I loved that show.
Deal or No Deal is great.
Loved
that's
it.
Nostalgic. Wait, Deal or No Deal?
I never did watch it. With the suitcases,
and then they
right?
would like go to the guy in the booth.
Oh, what was
and
he called?
All, in all black.
The banker.
Yeah, the
banker. And he had this little phone.
Yeah.
Wait, is that? I have a question.
I don't know.
Is that with the suitcases?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And then there was one Weakest Link. Remember that show? The
no.
Weakest Link. And they had the British lady who hosted.
Oh,
she always,
oh, I think so.
Always,
I barely remember that.
Who is it about?
Didn't they have to go in a booth or something and answer things?
No,
or?
it was yeah, show. It was just basically a trivia show, I think. But
yeah,
she would make fun of the contestants.
This one,
play that. Yeah,
this one looks new, but
yeah, that was back in 2000s.
What is this website?
It's IMBD, DB. Who wants to be smarter than a fifth grader?
Yeah. Are that's you smarter one. Than a fifth grader?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, they had to go in a booth, though, eventually, too, and have questions.
What is this?
It's the weakest.
Okay. There's also Battle of the Sexes. Man. I never watched that one because I thought that was the S word.
TV back in the day.
How about
like
Battle of the
so
Genders?
Good.
Yeah, Battle of the Genders. That like would be a lot of, that'd be 72 groups.
Oh, my gosh.
Battling it out.
That'd be weird.
yeah, so that would be a good gig. I think the Wheel of Fortune, I think that would be the easiest by far.
Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, by far. And it's got to be the biggest. Well, The Price is Right.
Jeopardy is, I think.
That'd be fun.
The biggest one.
But.
Remember the one where you had to finish the lyric with Wayne Brady? Do you ever watch that one?
Name
is that
like
that
name
that
tune
song?
Name
yeah,
that
name
tune.
That.
That was a good one.
That was fun.
That's her with Kathy Griffin. Or
maybe
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Hey, do we, because we're running
close,
do we have reviews?
We got reviews, but we also got picture or
Sorry.
Careful.
Where is it? I don't like how you're
don't pull
that.
The cord.
That hurts me.
Livy. Remember, I taught you.
I'm sorry about that.
Laptop okay. etiquette.
Sorry about that. We got you some Get You Nothern.
Oh, there you go.
Logo ideas.
Nice.
Thought we'd run through some of them.
Okay. This is for the Get You Nothern t-shirts.
Get You Nothern t-shirts. I'll start off with maybe my favorite one here. Look nice. At that.
Oh, that's fun.
Pretty cute. I thought it was pretty cute.
That's very cute.
Okay. Yeah, like that. Now maybe my favorite. Here we got, I think that's
that
supposed to be Dad.
Oh my gosh.
They got the nose
so
right.
Good.
And I like the Gitchy. I mean, it's not great quality, but
Gitchy another.
I like
it.
The idea.
You get
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah. Very good.
I can't even.
Okay.
I like it.
Here's another one.
Oh, that's
Gitchy another. There you go.
With in Dad's face.
He looks so shot. My yep, big no. lumberjack
no.
arms.
Yeah.
Is that for a picture?
Man, he's fit.
He's got some big fingers.
I have no neck.
This one's pretty good.
Who's that guy?
That is good.
He made it already.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This one's pretty cute. I like this one.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's
get,
cute.
Get ya yeah. another.
Rock and roll sign.
That's pretty cute right there.
That looks more like an espresso. That's like for
they're
the kids.
They're going for the coffee shop look.
Right.
Yeah, I forgot we had to add the coffee.
Okay. These I thought were kind of cute. Yeah.
On a mug. Put it on a mug.
I forgot about putting it on a mug.
The mug on
mug
the front
on the
of the
back.
Pocket.
Your mug with the, that's fine.
And I'll just do this.
Thank one. You, everybody, for sending these
wow.
in.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of good ones.
We got a ton. So they were super
that'd be a good
cute.
Golf
we'll
shirt.
We'll have to go through all of them and kind of
yeah. What's the one in the red?
Wow.
Can we just.
Oh, yeah. This is put a mug. Put it on a
oh,
mug.
Put on a
I
mug.
I love that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put it on a mug. So thank
genius.
You for sending in
thank you,
your
everybody.
Request. This was a funny message that I feel like I got. Someone said about Luke. Hi, Pod Fam, with Sir Luke and Hip Bluegrass
Band. Oh, do we
want to
play
band?
The song first?
Play
I'm sorry.
The song.
Which song?
The reviews song.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Gotta do things in order.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for this week's top three reviews of the week.
All right. We got, hi, Hawk Pod Fam. Kind of like that. Was Sir Luke in a hip bluegrass band, third from the left? LOL, y'all talked
oh,
on a pod a few episodes
oh
ago
gosh.
About banjo being a little annoying, and it can be, but you should play this vid on the pod and see what... Oh, there's a video, but I couldn't get it because it's off Instagram. But they thought that this looked like
that
Luke.
That looks just
cute.
Like him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Oh, that really does look like
that's
him.
Actually weird.
Wow,
that okay,
wild.
This looks like oh. old Luke, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty,
that is weird.
That does have some me vibes.
Is that you, actually?
I hope I'm not
sneaky.
That short.
Okay. Well, he's slouched, though. But.
Well.
Okay, this was a review we got that says,
it's
I am
July 22nd,
STL.
So
yeah,
might be a week late.
Sorry, guys.
We're sorry about that. But I'm in STL this week for a youth conference downtown. What's y'all's favorite places to eat or see in the area?
Oh,
also,
dang.
Love this show and appreciate the content you bring every week. God
you
bless.
You have said, but sorry.
What are our favorite places?
Are ready? 3, 2, 1.
Corner
17. Zoo?
You like to eat at the zoo?
Listen, when you come down to St. Louis, you got to go to the zoo.
Yes.
You got to go to the art museum.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Free and awesome.
So, yeah, everything's
both.
Free.
Forest Park is like way better than Central Park.
Oh, it
it's
is.
It's bigger.
And bigger.
Better. It's twice the
people
size.
Downplay St. Louis, but it's amazing.
Yep. It's great.
It's stay places overrated.
To eat.
Places Corner,
to
eat. 17.
Corner 17.
Corner 17.
Lone
Corner
is Lowly.
And DeMunn's is Lone really is good places, like Louis and all
Louis.
Those.
Louis.
Yep.
Oh, what's the one, the Basso? Basso.
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 Yeah.
Underground.
Love Basso's underground.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. That's nice when it's really hot outside to go down there, too.
Go down to the hill. Go to the hill. It's
the
an
hill
Italian neighborhood, and they got all these Italian restaurants.
We have great coffee shops, too. Comet Coffee. Coma Coffee.
Yep.
What's another coffee, Brennan? Sump.
Sump.
You also can go on a free Budweiser tour.
Yeah.
If there's any sinners out there that want to see some horses.
The only thing is we don't have Uber, but we will have someone who will carjack you and drive you to wherever you want to go before they kick you out.
That's
That actually happened to Brendan. Car. So don't drive a Hyundai or a Kia or it will get stolen.
Don't do it.
Which someone,
Don't do it.
But yeah.
Those are good spots.
Those are some
good ones. Go to a Cardinals game.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, gosh.
Cardinals game's got good
Blues
vibes.
Blues games, absolutely. If you're in the right time
Blues
of year.
Games. Yeah, St. Louis City game.
Yep.
The soccer.
Yeah, we got soccer now. Like
go to Central West End.
It's pretty
get
neat.
You some
pretty
gooey bougie. Butter cake.
Oh, get you some. Cake. Oh, yeah. Okay. Butter, you got to get like St. Louis style pizza. Like don't get, Emo's is good.
Emo's is good.
But you got to get like Stefaninas or like Cecil Whitaker's.
Cecil Whitaker's. I think that Emo's hurts my tum-tum. just going to say. Oh, get some toasted ravioli.
Yeah, you have to do all that.
It's really good.
At Mama's, I'll tell you what.
You can play pickleball in Shaw Park.
Yeah.
Followed up by the pool, which is right next to it.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
it's a gem.
Well, and then going to the Basilica is pretty awesome.
Basilica's
so beautiful.
Basilica's
cool. The art is cool. So we got a monument. We got a beautiful, we got a wine country, like further out, but not too far out.
Come hang with us. We'll take you for a nice weekend in the area.
Yeah.
We'll show you some hot spots. We'll have fun.
That's right.
They were already here, though. I think they're
I mean, that's all I got pulled up, so.
Sweet.
Was that three?
Call it a night.
Can you play, I sent you a few videos. I was trying to think of which one to play. Because my contact was giving me trouble. Can you play the one that I sent you, the lady?
Oh, yeah.
This freaked me out, and you might not want to watch.
Oh, I don't know.
Just like a warning.
But they're like something in this person's eye, and then they find out what's in her eye.
All right, here we
go. So go ahead and give it a shot.
Gross.
Is it? I don't want to say that.
Yeah, you may not want to watch.
Oh, my gosh, I don't want to watch. What is that, a bug?
Is it a slug? No, look at this. You're just not going to believe what this is.
Leaf? Is that another eyeball? What is it?
Those are contact lenses that she has just
shoved
up in her eye.
All right.
Keep going.
I hope you don't have that.
There's like 30 of them.
No way, dude.
How is
Why
she just
are
now?
They green?
I do not know.
Why are they green? Oh, I'm going to
hold it.
Because
it's all algae.
Oh, my God.
She's got eye algae.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that not...
Dad.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
You guys watch YouTube.
So
I watch
horrible.
This kind of stuff.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Look at that.
That's enough of that.
That's
Dad.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Isn't that amazing?
Is that the doctor doing it? Taking them all out? Or
can you imagine how good that would feel after it went out?
Dude, I'm going to throw
I'm up. Just wondering how she didn't know. Why does she all
either.
Of a sudden know now
I don't
and not
know?
Know?
I don't know.
I'd have the
15
But can I ask you this?
Contacts ago.
You can ask us.
Oh, where would you put that on the cookie chart?
Oh, ick.
S, baby.
That's an
S. Got to raise a beer
I
to
that
one. That
up for sure.
So we want to thank Luke Bryan for sponsoring this podcast. And we send a lot of love out to Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
And shout thank out, you Luke. To the people who did the t-shirts. We're gonna pick one eventually.
Yeah.
And get her done.
Find Tim on Cameo.
Love him.
Yeah.
Find me on Cameo.com.
Yes. All right. And if you got questions, comments... Message us at our Tim Hawkins Podcast Instagram.
Because exactly.
We'll actually
get back
to you.
All the stuff
yeah,
now.
We'll get back to you.
You got
to
say all that stuff now.
So get you another.
Well
done. Push the like button.
Right.
Subscribe.
Like. Oh, yeah. Click like, subscribe. Comment, subscribe. Right. Can you do that actually announcement?
I
and then you can
so.
Put on your...
Right. Like, subscribe. Right.
Yeah.
Push the bell for updates on the show. Right. Do a little, Uncle Tom's bringing the... Bringing dessert,
eh? Uncle Tom. Okay,
now
let's go out.
No. Keep going.
No? A little bit of how's your father?
Oh no! See, now he's going to go there, and
little,
we're not interested.
Bob's your uncle. Maybe Heather will say the W word. I don't know. Kind of crazy.
But, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be rude.
Have a as you call them cookies, we call them biscuits.
Kim Kardashian
right?
is a lovely person.
All right.
She
we love all
them.
The
she needs
all
Jesus.
The Kardashians.
I love her. I love them.
We all right. need Jesus.
Go eat some all Oreos.
Right. Have a good night.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.